First of all, the visit was aimed at being well briefed about the efforts that have so far been made towards finding the crash site of the ill-fated Alpha Jet aircraft. And while there, he received a well-informed brief by the Joint Task Force Commander, Major General Farouk Yahya, on the collaborative efforts between the Army and the Air Force. And he was also briefed by the Air Component Commander of the Joint Task Force, Air Commodore Nnamdi Ananaba. So both of them told him the effort that they have been made. And he also made some inputs. And I believe that, you know, this time, the Air Force should be able to unravel the whereabout of the exact spot that the aircraft actually crashed. And by the grace of God, recover our two pilots. And it was also an event for him to boost confidence of our troops and to make them understand that the Nigerian Air Force, the Nigerian Armed Forces, and indeed the entire nation is behind them.
So on the crash of the jet aircraft, you say what's next now is to recover the aircraft itself and to determine what caused it to crash. Is that correct?
Yes, to determine what led to the aircraft disappearing from radar at that point in time on the 31st of March, to locate the crash site, recover the aircraft and the two missing pilots.
What about this video shown on the social media from Boko Haram and that they shut down the aircraft?
Now, I think that in itself has been declared to be a false narrative. We didn't even give credence to that because recall that as soon as that video came out, the Nigerian Air Force released a statement stating that the clips in the video just didn't add up. You can't have that blast of an aircraft as fast as the Alpha Jet and still find most parts of its fuselage intact. And a Swedish journalist, investigative journalist, went a step further, analyzed it, and I don't know which tool he used, and found out that the blast that they were claiming was a blast of the Alpha Jet aircraft was indeed a blast of a helicopter blast that happened in Idlib in Syria.
Yet the military has lost an aircraft. And so the air marshal, what did he say in terms of this engagement that the military is involved in against Boko Haram? How is that going?
The operations are going very, 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 very well. I can assure you on that. The efforts have been sustained. Our troops are undeterred. They are unrelenting. And I can assure you that the fight goes on. The firepower continues. The close air support will go on in support of our troops.